Can you really believe me tonight? Can you really believe that I can perform the miracle that you need, no matter how big or how small? Can you really believe that I am bringing my glory all across this land, and it is you that I need to use to bring this glory? Can you believe that I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end? And in me and through me, all things are possible. Can you believe that I so desire to bring miracle after miracle after miracle, that even the hospitals will be emptied out? I need you to believe that tonight. I need you to understand that I am a miracle-working God, and that I have all things worked out for your good. I love each and every one of you. I have not left you nor forsaken you. I have allowed you to go through trials and tribulations to build character in you, and so that you can become the strong towers that you need to be to help those who are in distress. Tonight, I so desire that each one of you that hear my voice, that you would finally submit every thought to the Father. The enemy is still working with the minds, and I've given you new mindsets over and over and over again, but the enemy still comes and bombards the minds, and you allow him to, as if I've never done anything for you. You do not have to listen to the voice of the enemy. You can tell him to stop. You can tell him to cease his maneuvers. And you can tell him you are no longer going to entertain his voice. But many in my body do not do this. They listen to what he has to say. And when they do this, it takes them down the wrong path. The biggest show that heaven has ever put on is about ready to transpire upon this earth. How many of you listening to me this night will be there to witness this grand show that I am putting on? I don't want you standing on the sidelines. I want you to be participants of the show. I want you to be one of those that carry my glory. I want you to be one of those that's had miracles performed in your life, and you can be the ones who give the testimonies that will encourage the hopeless to come forth and receive what you have. And that is the power of my Son Jesus surging through your bodies. Children, I have said over and over again that time is short, and time isn't getting longer, it's getting shorter and shorter as the days go by. And this show must go forth. This great harvest must be brought in. I so desire that not just one little trickle, but I desire that it become a rushing river that comes in like a flood and changes and rearranges and brings every one of my children to the place that I'm calling them to be. You have seen nothing yet, absolutely nothing. And you so quickly settle for the mundane things of this world. You so quickly settle for second best, and I've told you to only desire the very best. Do not be lost in the shuffle of the world. Do not be caught up in the darkness that looms all around about. But stand your ground in me. Love like you've never loved before. Plant your feet solid in me, where the enemy cannot take you away. This is the hour. I know you've heard this over and over and over again, but this is the hour that my glory is going to fall upon this land. And I so desire that each one of you in the sound of my voice this night, you be one of those glory carriers. I want the glory to be so strong on you that when you walk into a room, all heads will turn. That when you come in contact with the enemy, he will flee on all sides. Children, I call you again this night to come up hither in the third heaven with me and sup and dine with me. And let me give you great revelation knowledge of what I am doing all across this land. This summer is going to bring great changes to this country. You will see things that you never thought was possible. You will hear things that you never thought you would hear. Much as afoot, little ones. And I need you desperately to be the vessels of honor that I can work through this summer as these things are transpiring all across this land. You see, the transition is going on. Many changes are occurring, and many of my people are not ready for the change. But you are. You've heard my word. You've been through the furnace. You know what it is to stand nose to nose to the enemy and make him bow his knee. Now I say unto you, come forward. Come forward and rejoice in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Don't just listen to the music. Live the music. Don't just say the words are good. Live the words that you hear, because I am giving the words to my musicians. They are playing the songs that I want played at this given time. No time to look back. No time for you to say, oh God, let me go do this and let me go do that. Those days are over. I told you to get yourself prepared. I told you to put your house in order, for the works was going to begin and you would not be able to go back. And now is the time. Now is the moment. You were making gestures like you were going to do what I told you to do, but you never did them. And now you're caught up in a tangled web. I want to release you from that web this night. I want to set you free from the snare of the fowler. And I want to bring you up hither with me to sup and dine. I hear the word congratulations all over this land because the children are graduating from their schools. Do I hear congratulation in my houses because my people have graduated from the earthly realm to the heavenly realm? Think on this. Ponder on what I've said to you this night. Do you line up with what I just spoke? Or do you have some flaws that need to be taken care of? I am in the restoration business, and I can restore all that the Palmer and Kingworm have come and destroyed. Do you understand the church is choking to death on the cares of the world? They are walking in fear and degradation. Do you understand there's only a remnant that's going to survive this onslaught of darkness that's coming across this land? Do you not want to be part of that remnant? Do you not want to be one of those who has stood the course, ran the race, and you're ready to receive your crown? I put these questions out to you tonight, so you can ponder on where you're at and what you're doing. And I say unto you, be good soldiers of the cross. Be prepared for the worst, because the worst is yet to come. And by being prepared for the worst, I mean be in the heavenly places where the enemy can't touch you. Come up hither and dine with me. I have given you a robe of righteousness. Wear it proudly. The blood has been sprinkled on the doorpost, and the death angel has been instructed not to touch the doorpost with the blood. Is the blood sprinkled on your doorpost? Are you living a holy, righteous life that I can say to my angels, do not allow them to be touched? Protect them at all cost, because they've been paying a price. It's line upon line, little ones. Line upon line and precept upon precept. I have been giving you instructions each and every time we meet. I have been explaining to you the desires of my heavenly heart. I have poured myself out over you over and over and over again. And I will continue to pour myself out over you because I love you so desperately and completely. Come away, my beloved ones, and come and dine with your Father in heaven. I have so much to offer, and the world has nothing to offer. I want to shower blessing after blessing after blessing over you. And I don't want you to be cursed, I want you to be blessed. I want you to be partaker of the windfall that's coming upon this land. I want you to walk in the overflow of your blessings that I'm giving you. I want you to have an abundance. I want you to have more than enough. I don't want you to be beggars. You belong to the King, and the King owns all things. And I'm going to bless my children. Arise and shine. I've said that many times, but arise and shine even this night. For the glory of the Lord is coming upon you. And everlasting peace will fill your mortal bodies. And I will send you forth with that peace and that glory to bring peace to a troubled land. Fear not, fret not. Circumstances are just that, circumstances. Worry and fretting does not make them go away. But I can erase them in a second. I can bring you into the height of my glory that nothing can touch you ever again. Rest at my feet. Come into my bosom and allow me to stroke your hair. Allow me to bring you that perfect peace that passes all understanding. Yes, the land is troubled, but I do not want my children to be partakers of the trouble. Blessing after blessing after blessing. I want to bestow upon each one of you this night. As you sit in my presence, I want to drop a blessing upon you right now. I want to drop upon you the blessing that you need. I want to change and rearrange some of those things that are in your life that are troubling you and keeping you at a distance. I want to set all the captives free, not just one or two. Are you in agreement with me tonight? Can you agree with me that I am, that I am, that I am? And I am on the scene tonight. And I am doing a marvelous work among my people. Can you receive the healing that you need? The anointing is here to heal from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. The anointing is here for you to tell the enemy you're a liar. And the father of all liars. And I receive nothing that you try to give to me. Children, I have set you up. And you have a bullseye on your back. And the enemy has been after you. but the bullseye is the blood of my son, Jesus. And nothing can penetrate the blood. So you see, I set you up to be victorious in all things. I've set you up to be the winner, going in and going out. The enemy knows this, but you just have not grasped this revelation knowledge as of yet. But you will. I promise you, you will. Those of you who came into this house troubled and distressed, you're going to look around about you and say, what happened to my troubles? And why am I so distressed? I'm not distressed no more. Where did it all go? I took it because you cannot work for me when you're troubled and distressed. I share my love with you this day. I share my son and his blood with you this day. I share my Holy Spirit, my angelic host. I share all of heaven with you. And I so desire to see you come forward and sup at my table and sit at my feet. I so desire to drop all revelation knowledge into your hearts. I am that I am. And I am the great I am. I am the truth. I am the truth. And I am your Father. I've given you an inheritance. And that inheritance is all of heaven. All you have to do is reach up, touch, and receive. I am there with you right now as you sit in your seats. I am there with you as the tears flow down your cheek. I am there as you hear the bad news. I am there with you. And I am encouraging you to go on, that all things are working out for your good. Your destiny has already been pre-written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you need to fear absolutely nothing. For I am making sure that your life is going according to my plans. Trust. It's all in trust. Trust me and have faith that you know that I am going to come through for you, no matter what the situation looks like. Just trust me. You know what God has shown me that tonight is, some of you have a deep calling upon your life and you really don't know what that calling is, but right now God is passing among you and he's whispering into your ears and he's telling you what that calling is. Listen for his voice right now. Listen intently to what he's saying to you. And God's saying to tell you he does not waste his words. They are yes and they are amen. And what you are hearing in the ear is exactly what God is going to do with you. My word said, those who have ears, let them hear what the Father says. Are your ears in tune to my voice? Or are they in tune to the voice of the world? God's also saying, do not disgrace me by false prophetic words. Many in my body are speaking words that I am not saying, and it's leading my children astray. If you will stay close to the fire, your words will carry weight, and they will be the truth. And they will be yes and amen. And God is saying a new drumbeat has been sent forth. And he wants you to listen for that new sound in that drumbeat. And he wants you to be partaker of the new sound that's going all throughout the land. I want you to rejoice, children. I want you to rejoice always. I've been saying this for months now, and you still have not learned to rejoice in the midst of your trials and tribulations. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Rejoice comes to my ears very quickly. And when I hear the sound of rejoicing, I immediately act. I can't rejoice in the negative words that I hear, but I can rejoice in the positive, rejoicing words. And this is what I'm waiting for. For you to grab the knowledge that I want you to rejoice in all things. I speak many, many things to you because I want you to be well-rounded. I just don't speak the same thing over and over again. There's many things you need to learn from me. Be teachable. Listen intently. And do what you hear your Father tell you to do. Don't become rebellious. Don't become haughty and high-minded. Stay humble before your humble Father. Yes, I do own all things. And yes, I do bring my wrath upon those who refuse me and who say I don't exist. Yes, I do. But for those who love me, I love them back. And I bring every blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob back to them. Look around about you. What are you reaping? You are reaping exactly what you are sowing. Are you reaping rejoicing? Are you reaping the blessings? Look intently at your life, and it will show you at what aspect your walk is in my kingdom. Many, many things are going to transpire in your lives. Each one of you sitting here tonight, the sound of my voice. Many, many things are going to start transpiring in your life. And I'm here to warn you, you're not ready for what is about ready to transpire. Fall on your face before me this night and repent for not listening intently to my voice. And then, little ones, I will be there. I will be there in the midst of your tears. And I will raise you up. And I will bring you to the place that I need you to be in my kingdom. Do you understand that not all of you are ready to go into the very depths of heaven? Some of you are ready to come through the portal of heaven. Some of you are ready to go a little deeper into the heavenly realm. But not everybody is ready to go into the deepness of my heavenly realm. So don't get excited if you sort of just go through the portal. Go through the portal at least. Then it will be line upon line and precept upon precept as I bring you higher into my heavenly realm. I have promised some of you that I was going to give you deep secrets of what's going on in the world, and I was going to send you back to write books about it, to share it with my people. I have not changed. That is exactly what I'm doing even this night. Some of you sitting in here, you're going to find out when you leave here tonight, you're just going to hear my voice just to continue on and on and on. Listen intently. Because as I speak, I am speaking revelation knowledge into your ears that you need to know about to share with my people. I've called you to be leaders of leaders. I've called you to be strong towers that others can run into. If you're going to be all that, then you need to get the deep secrets of my heavenly realm. You need to walk in the very essence of my glory. You need to be one that carries the fire with you, and everywhere you go, healings occur. Sickness has quadrupled all across this land because of the enemy. Children, I need you to walk in that miracle-working power. to set my people free. The church has just as much sickness as the world does. The enemy works hard sometimes on my children because they don't want them to be a true witness. The devil wants to make them believe that they aren't a witness because they're sick. That is not true. Walk it out. Walk it out. Walk it out. You can do this thing or I would not have called you to do it. You are my vessels of honor. Let me ask you a question. Did I leave my son Jesus stranded? No, I did not. He could have at any given moment called on legions of angels from heaven to come and assist him. But he did not, because he knew what his assignment was and he carried it out. He did not want to go to the cross. He did not want to take the beating. But he gave up his will to do my will so that you could one day sit in heavenly places. Are you ready? Are you ready to go into the deepest realm of heaven that you are able to comprehend? Don't ask for something you can't carry. I know where I can take you to, and I know where you're not ready to go to. So tonight, I'm extracting everything that kept you at bay with me. And I am putting a shield between you and the enemy where he can't distract you again, because it's come up hither time tonight. It's time to come and sit at my feet and dine way past time. Are you ready? Are you ready to come and dine at my table? Are you ready to come and sit at my feet as I give you instructions of what to do in this dark, dark world? You know, you really don't take me serious enough. You're listening to what I'm saying right now, but your mind is wandering here and it's wandering there. Get your mind back to where it should be and just listen to my voice. Well, I'll just listen to it later. I want to do the miracle right now, not later. I want to bring you up into that heavenly realm now, not 2 hours from now. Do you understand that my servant isn't even given her message as she has? Because I want you to hear this. And I want to do a new thing with inside each one of you. Was she prepared for this? Absolutely not. But see, she says, here I am, Lord, use me. And I do that. Can I do that with you tonight? Have you said, here I am, Lord, use me, and then you're so empty of yourself that I can just use you at any given moment? Or do you still have yourself in there and you think you have to do your thing and allow me to do my thing along the side? It's important that you get this right tonight. It's important that you get it lined up the way I need it lined up. I am your Father, and I love you. And I'm calling you this night to come forward and to receive all that I have for you. This is a divine visitation to you. Do you understand that not everybody gets a divine visitation? The way has been prepared for you. And if you truly want this great visitation, the altar's open. And I say to you, don't be worried about what others are doing. This is an invitation to you personally. You do what you want to do in your heart. And you allow me to take care of everyone else. I, the Lord thy God, I cry, holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. And as I cry that, I'm crying to you, holy, holy, holy are you, because you serve the Lord God Almighty. I will never fail you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am in your midst right now, and I will stay in your midst. You're looking for revival and in all the ways in your mind, and this is revival right here. I am ministering to the deepness of your soul. I am calling you to a place in heaven that you've never been to before. Receive me right now by faith. Receive me by faith. And watch and see what I will do with you and for you. Whatever you give of me, I will take tonight. If you only want to give me 5%, that's all I'll take. If you want to give me 100%, I'll take 100%. Whatever you want to give, I'm ready to receive. But I am saying to you, I want all of you tonight. I want every bit of you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Aren't you tired of the enemy having his way in your life? Aren't you being tired of being tossed to and fro? Aren't you tired of him sneaking up behind you and hitting you with a blow that knocks you to your knees? If you're tired of that, then I'm ready to touch you. I'm ready to do the miracle that you need in your life. I am fine-tuning you as you lay out here before me this night. I am taking those things that you have not yet given to me, and I'm taking them away from you so that you can be all that I've called you forth to be. Come on, the anointing strong in the altar. Receive all that God's doing for you tonight. Come on, just receive. Just receive. Just receive the abundance of my blessings. Just receive. Just receive.